So, it is election year here in Sweden, and it has been the most intensive year so far, politic-wise in Sweden. And I've always been a socialist. Do you say that in a Democrat? No. Well, anyways, I've always been for the Team Red. Not really communist, but probably socialist. I was so happy when they won the election the last 4 years. Or the last time we had election, because we have been blue for such a long time. And I remember when the blue, the aliens, what they call, when they took over, it was like the worst years of my life. It was affecting all these small workers that have minimum, like really low paid people were suffering because of this. And it was in, oh God, it was so horrible for so many years. And I can't even describe how horrible it was and how much I wanted the Red to win, because before that it was good. It was not perfect, it was not better, it was good. It was safe in some way. But maybe I thought so because I was so young. And I think that a lot of the parties, like the liberals and like Christian Democrats, and I just don't think they ever gave the Red Party a chance. The Social Democrats. Because every time, I know that in the beginning they were like voting against them all the time, and voting against all good things too. So, like, if they wanted to make it better for the school, the other parties were like, nope, we don't want you, we didn't want you to win, so we're not gonna make it better for your school, we're not gonna collaborate because... because, yeah. And it was just like, people were so hating against the Red Democrats. And I was just like, well, I think I more hate the other parties because they vote against them just because. And it's so childish. Like, why would you, like, vote for somebody that acts so childish when they can just collaborate and make make Sweden better? And it just, like, it just doesn't feel like we're in a good spot right now where we are so parted. It feels like it would be better if we just collected our thoughts and think about, like, what's best for Sweden. What can you do for the economy? What can you do for the children and the old people? And yeah, those people who come here new, like immigrants. What can you do about it? And I think that education is very important, and that is something that we should really strive to. And pay the teachers a good amount of money and pay the schools so they can have new books and new systems, not necessarily computers, but more educational stuff, and also renew the school system or education system, because it's pretty old right now, and I can't agree with everything they educate out to the children. Anyways, but it's been such a big talk about, like, these Swedish Democrats that is this kind of, Nazi party that is, they've been causing a lot of trouble, and there is so much blogs and YouTube videos of them making fool of themselves, and it's just, like, some things they say is, like, good, but then it's all about the immigrant politics. Like, it feels like they only talk about the immigrants, and I feel like that's not really important right now. The most important thing is, like, the environment. Like, Donald Trump just said, we're not gonna collaborate in the environment with you. And we're just like, okay, well, how about you die in heat and we just chill out here? But that's not how it works. Because the US is such a big country, and if they start raising the carbo again, then we will probably die faster, stronger. And I think that the environment is more important to talk about than, like, immigrants, because there have always been immigrants, and sure, now there are a lot of war and stuff, but I feel like, take this, if we have homes for immigrants, and if we have place for them, which we have, because like, in northern Sweden, there is, like, not a lot of population, so we can send them there, or we can, like, ask them to just help us build new places to live, and they will get food and some kind of pay for that, and then they can live there and pay rent, and just find a way to make them not sit around and just wait for papers. I mean, they can always help. They have hands, they have feet, most of them. And the more people that can help, the more, like, as soon as you make somebody start working or, like, put children in school, I think that they will feel much better than just sit around being anxious about not being able to stay in Sweden or not. And I think that making them wait like that, that's what causes problem. But if we, like, put them on work, make them collaborate with each other, and like, put some Swedish worker there too, and just be like, hey, we're just gonna build some apartments, and everybody that has some kind of education can help, or otherwise we'll show you. And well, what I think about this immigrant thing is that a lot of people are afraid that we're not checking all the people. We're not checking them if they have been thieves or are mad or anything, or have any kind of sickness. And, well, I would really suggest that we only take in women and children, because men have are the ones causing problem in their countries. And I think that, I know that when I worked in a kindergarten, one family told me that their father came to Sweden before them, like 5 years before them, started working here and collecting money and getting like allowance to stay. And then they came here. And I think that it would be better if the women came here, because women doesn't have such high status in their country, probably. And therefore, if they come to Sweden, they have to put their children in kindergarten and they have to start educating themselves or work to get money. And therefore, and also we can help them with like, this is how you pay for bills, this is how you pay your rent, this is how you do this and this. So, like, making them more independent and not dependent on their husbands. And I think that will also lower the risk of having a crazy ass man, because it is the men who had the highest criminal records. And I feel like, why not just switch it so women and children can come, because the children need their moms, and I think it's more safe that way. Let the men fight in their countries and let the women try to be independent here in Sweden. And also we women, we can like stack together and be a team together and help each other, and like we sit around and just talk to each other, because communication is key, and men doesn't do that. They just provoke each other, most of them. I'm not saying that all of them are, but it just feels like if you put so much masculinity and so much insecureness that is in men, like, you have to be better, you have to be this and this to be manly, in a country in Sweden, in a country like Sweden, where men can be wearing pink and not, and still be masculine, or be gay and still be masculine, in a country where you are so free to do whatever, it doesn't fit these men. So it's, I feel like it's much better if women and children from other countries can come here and they can start working, and maybe somebody, like we have kindergartens where they only speak Arabic, or like, the Arabian language, and I mean, they can start up these kind of kindergartens where they speak their own language and try to learn Swedish, like small words for the children, and like just be a community where they learn to pay rent, they learn to work, and they learn to be with each other and work with each other. Because I think that it would work better than just putting a lot of men in a group. I really do. And because they have children, they can't like fight in that way. And I think it would be better, actually. So yeah. But education is key. And I think that putting the kids in school when they come here directly, and have them have someone to talk to about what happened in their country or how they feel when they come to Sweden, because it is hard coming to a new country and coming to school where everybody is blonde and tall, and they may not have the same religion, or they may not have headpieces, hijabs. And it's just different. And have some teachers help them, like, after school with their homework, because their parents probably doesn't know Swedish and will not be able to help them. And they probably will work a lot because they need money for the rent. And I know it by myself because my parents have been hard workers, and I just feel like we need to help each other, especially help the children, because it's so important not to ignore them. I think that's what we've done wrong. We've been ignoring them. We've been just putting them in school and be like, oh, they're kids, they're gonna work it fine. But I think they need to talk to somebody, because otherwise they're gonna talk to, like, some bad people and, like, just be hateful to everybody and just be insecure. And insecure people is what makes stuff. They just get afraid, and then they worry, and then they get angry. That's what I'm trying to say. And I think it's important for them to have, like, some kind of counselor that might know their language, and just have somebody to talk to and do their homework together with some, like, I have been in, like, math classes where I've been studying outside of school with teachers, because I couldn't finish my homework in home because my parents were fighting a lot. So I started to join the math, like, after school math classes, because, like, my teacher wanted me to up my grade, and I also wanted a 2, and it felt like so much better when I was in that classroom, because I didn't have my friends there talking to me, saying, like, oh my god, are you already on that page? Like, seriously? There were nobody taunting me, there were no classmates bullying me, there were no parents fighting, and there were no siblings crying, and I didn't have any responsibility except for finishing this homework. And I feel like we need to collect also the children that have difficulties with the language to be here too, and just get help. Have somebody to talk to, and we definitely need more teachers for that. And not having these teachers that have to go overtime just to help us. Like, special counselors that can, like, help and talk and just form, like, some kind of, like, heartwarming community and stuff like that. It all just feels like a dream when I say that. And it feels like we are so far away. And I don't know. Sometimes I kind of want to make an effort. But I am weak still. And a lot of my opinions doesn't fit everybody, because they are so raw and so direct. People are so shy and they just want to slow into it, or just have a leader that says, oh, ban all the immigrants. That's what they want. They don't want somebody with ideas or solutions or strategies. So let's think about the environment for a moment. They say that it's incurable. We are already too late. And I know that a lot of people want to save the environment because they have children and they want them to be able to live and strive in a good environment still in the future. And it's not going to be that way, but we probably can slow it down with a year or something, but nothing less than that, or nothing more than that, because we're already too late, and it's nothing more we can do. But I think it's still important to fight, like not dumping plastic into the fucking ocean, and these oil tanks, like why can't you just fly over oil instead? Well, if the plane crashes, then, well, it's gonna be horrible anyways. So the environment is depressing, and probably people already given up on it, and Trump doesn't believe in that, so, well, he's going to die sad life anyways with that smug smile of his. I know people like him, and I always call them pigs, even though pigs are wonderful creatures, but they just eat and just doesn't give back more than shit. And, yeah, it is over in that part of environment. And, sure, we can always strive to fight against it. And I think we should, because it is important to not give up and to become better. And I would rather talk about the environment than talking about immigrants and Swedish Democrats. But we don't have a good environment party in Sweden. We have like the environment party in Sweden, but they are so weak. And I feel like they can go harder. But they don't, because they are so, they have such good manners, and it just, like, they are not modern at all, and I feel like they need a revolution, somebody to take it to the next step, and bring all the people together to do it. We don't have that kind of strong people, and it's sad. I should probably go now.